First, Rabbi Muhammad said that when it comes to making tamura, it's the makdish, the original one who made it hegdish, who's the right to swap the animal for another animal, not the beneficiary of that particular animal. And another question was. Who makes it? So the first he said was who pays the penalty, the beta extra fifth. It's the beneficiary who wants to redeem the animal that has a mum. He has to pay that extra fifth. It's the makdish, the one who is makdish who has to pay the pasuk. We brought a pasuk. Vima makdish he goes basic. Now the question is who has the right to make tamura? The one who set it aside or the one the beneficiary? Makdish ois tamura mischaper ois tamura. Amar Rava says Rava, im kain. He says, if so, if it's the Magdish who makes it tamura, matzinu, we can find the cases where tzibur v'shutfin ois and tamura. Why did we rule out completely that anytime you have more than one person karbonai, and not if you're part of a community or a group? What happened in the Shabbos Leidusha? They appointed a shliach to go ahead out there and be makdish the animal. They appointed a single guy to do on their behalf, and they're all jointly enjoying. And according to this, you say the makdish is the one who can make tamura, so you can still have a carbon of a tzibur, and it could be made tamura by the makdish. Well, furthermore, it says that a nazir should bring his carbon to the Eibishter. It says this is the title of the nazir that carbon el Hashem. He should bring carbon Hashem on his nazir. Mavad in the pasuk said mavad lasher tasig yodei, in addition to what he can afford according to his neder. The chinazir nidin behesig yad. We know that a carbon oil yodei is commensurate to your finance. But is nazir one of those? Hakeitzah. So what does it mean? Carbon el Hashem. His carbon is to Hashem. Al nizrei shehifish milva shaloi, on the carbon that he set aside on his own. What do you mean by karbonoi? That only the carbon that he set aside for himself. Milvad asher tasa yodi, and besides, not the one that he can afford, that someone else did it for him. Shehifish shaloi achedim. L'mayichasa. What do you mean his carbon? Not if somebody else set aside a carbon for him. If somebody else said it's as if we're excluding someone else who's kind enough to set aside a carbon for this nazir. What's wrong with that? We can have it all the time. What does it mean to exclude that person? That's what? That the nazir cannot use that carbon and benefit from it? Why not? It means regarding tamura, regarding making a swap. This is what we say, that av that even if somebody else was mafrish for you, no, it's over and above, in addition to the one that you couldn't afford. I mean, what do you couldn't afford? I mean, someone had to give it to you. And in addition to the one that someone had to give to you, and that means it's considered yours, the nazir. And the chiddush is regarding the fact that he could use someone else's generosity, why not? Must be the chiddush is that you're the one who makes it tomorrow. We're going after the one who, the beneficiary, and if your whole raya is from nazir, the first raya that we brought before from the Rav's raya from Tzibur and Shutfim, you understand. But your first raya doesn't make sense. I mean, it doesn't make sense. I can learn other ways. No, it's talking about simply that he can benefit from someone else's largesse. What's the chiddush? We find all the time that people can donate an animal. A person can give you a present. Why can't I give you a present? Why is the nazir any different? What about the matan he's giving him? Ilav the Rabbi Rachmana. If it would not have been for the Torah including Mulvad Asher Tasi Yodei, I would have thought, Gzeidus HaKosov, Karbonoi, Medideyu, Demichapecheloi, there's no logic to it, but the Torah says Karbonoi by Nazis. I would have thought that the only animal that he can bring up is his own, from his own money. But not if someone else donated it. That's how I thought. So from this, the Nazir doesn't bring a raya that's his in order to him to make tamura. He's thinking about a mahavel. So bottom line, here you brought it out from Bryce and you rejected it. Toshma coming here. The Amar Rabbi Vuam Reichen. This is halacha. Rabbi Vuam said the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that Magdish. Going back through all the questions on Muhammad, who adds the penalty of a fifth to Rim is Makdish Moise Chaimish. The Makdish is the one who adds a fifth. Or Berum is Chaper, is it Mura? The Makdish is the one who adds a fifth if he wants to redeem it, but not the beneficiary. But who makes the Tamura? Only the beneficiary makes the Tamura because it's his animal now. Then we're moving on, something else totally different. Toide, what about when it comes to Truma? If I'm generous enough to give Truma on your behalf, So who has the teivus hanos? I can then decide which kind to give it to, and that's worth money. That's worth money because if somebody will say, a grandfather will say, give it to my grandson, the kohen, my daughter's son, and here's a couple of dollars for doing that. That's called teivus hanos. Who gets to keep the teivus hanos? The one who donates, who donates a terumah, or the beneficiary? So he's saying over here that even though when it comes to Tumur, we said before, as a beneficiary, when it comes to Tumur, Toydim, Mishalay, Shalachain, if somebody gives Tumur from himself, I'm half someone else, Toyvis Hanashalay, he has the right, the donor is the one who has the benefit. My timer, Amakra, it says in Pasik, it says that you should give Maisa, as Kol Masa Tvoscha, you should give Maisa, as Kol Masa Tvoscha, the Maisa Tvoscha, Venosata, and you should give. It says later on in the Pasuk, you should give it to a Levi. So who's the giver? Who's the one in the controlling seat? It's the donor. It's a donor.
And his grandfather didn't say based on his grandson? Is the coin?
The grandfather, he's all, he can do whatever he wants. It's only the coin himself. Right here, he's groveling. He's giving him a dollar. Give it to my son. That he can do. There's no chil Hashem. Mishnah. That's what grandparents do. Mishnah. Ain my medium. We're continuing now the rule of Tamura. You cannot not. If what happens if you take the limb of an animal and you say, I want this the leg of this animal to become an oila. So we had a machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't mean anything because the leg of an animal can be an oila. And others say that no, that the kedusha spreads throughout the whole animal becomes kaidish. Yehuda's made if you are makdish the heart, for example, or the head, a part of the animal that makes it safe, or that the animal couldn't survive without it, then it is mispashit. But what about the other way around? You have an animal that became kaidish, and now for the tamura you say, I want animal B, the leg of animal B, to become kaidish, tamura of animal A. So he says it ain't my meeting. We had it, yes, we did it before, remember about Tamura. We had generally the Kudrucha and Spasha and all things. Eimah midin, we'll visit again in the next few days. Eimah midin, you do not give Truma, loy Eivorin, you cannot use Eivorin of Chulin and swap it over for Ubrin for a fetus. Let's say there's an animal that you're Makadish and the animal is pregnant, and you say, I want that this. The aver of animal B should be swapped for the fetus of the baby calf inside animal A. So nothing happened. So there's no kedusha that's chal on the aver, and nor v'loy ubrim beivorim. Nor can I say that the uber of this animal B should become kedush, swapping from the leg of animal A. Can't do that either. Let me step up further. Nor can you say the leg of animal B or the uber of animal B to be swapped, even a complete animal. We're not talking about the uber. You're taking animal A, the regular animal you set aside for kaidish. You say animal B. You're saying that animal B, the uber inside animal B, should become kaidish swapped, or the leg. No, it doesn't work that way either. Over loy shleimim behem. You cannot take an entire animal of animal B and say I want this to be swapped for the leg or the uber of animal A. Even a whole animal you can't do. Rabbi Yossi says, "Mamidi nevorim b'shleimim." Rabbi Yossi says, if you have animal A, a complete animal, and you say animal B, the leg of animal B, I want it to become kaidish. The kaidish is chal on it, and then it's poishit, extends the kedusha just like an animal A. If you would have done just the leg, it would expand it throughout the animal. So animal B also, if you do the tmur animal and you say that the leg of the tmur animal should become kaidish, it's chal, and then it spreads everywhere. Omer Abiyasi, he says, Abiyasi. So Abiyasi says, Alay be Mekdoshin, the original animal. Ha'imer Aglish is Oila, Kul Oila. If you said the leg of this animal should become Oila, the whole entire animal is Oila. So Afkish, Omer Aglish, Azu, Tachazu, even the leg, even the second animal, if you say that the leg of the second animal should be swapped for the leg of the for the animal of the first one, take Kulot Mura Tachte. What's the chilek of the first one? The leg spreads all out, so the second one also, the leg spreads all out. So the Gemara itmar bar poda, my machlek is between bar poda and Rabbi Yechon. Itmar bar poda, imer bar poda says, ein kedusha chola al ubrin. If you are makdish, just the fetus inside an animal, the baby calf inside an animal, there's no way for it to be chal, it's not kedush. And if after it's born, you bring it into the base of midrash, you put a mizbeach, you just brought chulin to the azorah. If you want to bring it, you got to be makdish the second time. And what do you call it? Now, so according to Okay, so then, so according to him, we learned before that a Vlad Chattas is what do you call it? It goes to Misa. So he's saying it that exactly that. But if you makdish only the Uber, it's meaningless. However, Rabbi Yechon Amar Kedusha Chol al Ubrin. Rabbi Yechon says Kedusha is Chal an Ubrin. That if you decide to makdish only the baby calf inside the animal, it is Chal. It's Chal. And when do we say that the vlad of a baby inside the mother we have to kill because you don't need two chatois for one thing? Is it talking about if you were makdish an animal and later on it became pregnant? So the baby calf inside the chatas that's inside, that one gets killed. But if you chatchile were makdish a pregnant animal, if you chatchile makdish a pregnant animal, then both of them become kodesh. Yeah. So if you can hold, you can be makdish the baby. So if you makdish a pregnant animal, the mother and the baby becomes kodesh, and you can use either one for a korban chatas. When we say the vlad of chatas better gets killed, that's talking about you makdish only the mother. A month later, it fell pregnant, and that wasn't the part of you could do hedyus. So what happens to that baby now? It's born inside the chatas. That has to be killed. If you a chatas that was pregnant, the yolden gave birth, that's not the kind of chatas that gets killed. They're both a chatas. No, but that says, if you were makdish the mother and you were makdish the calf, so therefore, you have a brady which doesn't happen. In other words, he's saying that the baby is not a chatas because of the mother. The baby is a chatas because you made it a chatas. Because he holds you can make the baby calf a chatas. So it's the same thing what he said before. You can be makdish just the baby. Because you don't need the mother. Says the Gemara, Tzricha, so why don't you both comments Rabbi Yechon saying the same thing? You can be makdish the baby Vlad. Tzricha, the Yashmin of Hakam Maisa. We only knew the first case where you chatchila only makdish the Vlad. I would say, Hakam Maisa, Hossam, Huda, Akdash, El, Ubra, you makdish the Vlad. Gufa, you said clearly, I want the Vlad of this animal to be kodesh. Aval Hocha, the Akdash Elime, in the case of a pregnant, you were Makdish the mother. And then through the mother, the baby has, okay, the Vlad becomes Kodesh. Maybe not. Habachal Ime le Kodesh. Since I wasn't Makdish outright, the Vlad. I was Makdish the mother, but happened to be pregnant at the time. Maybe the Vlad does not become Kodesh. Because he holds Uber Labi Erechima. Therefore, I have to tell you that even in the case of a pregnant animal, and you say that they become kodesh, you mean both become kodesh. The Yashmin said, "I don't know the second case that they both become kodesh." Hasamu the actors love called Izba over there. Maybe it's still because of the mother. If we didn't know Rabbi Yechon's other case, we would think when Rabbi Yechon said a pregnant animal, but both parts become kodesh because. Maybe we forget. Uber yedachim, and the entire animal comes kodesh. Avohcha the agdish lay over here. All you being makdish is the uber, is the vlad, and you're not being makdish mother. Maybe it's not chal. Kim less broi loy kodesh. Since the mother's not included, and therefore, and the animal is not outside. Maybe you can't see it. It's not visible. It's buried inside the mother. Maybe it cannot become kodesh. Srichel if you need both. Lishnach in another version. Throughout Tumor, we have always other versions. And remember, Mor Rashi said, even though he's only talking about that case, that one's Yerushalmi, one's Babli, so maybe all of these Lishnachrinus, we suggesting maybe that one is Lashon Yerushalmi, one's Lashon Babli.
And he had, for
we don't have it. Or even we have parts, not like this, so that doesn't mean we lost so many Yerushalmis. Lishnachrinus, another Lashon, my Kamashmla, another Lashon. Or maybe it was adapted into our style. Lishna Chirina, another Lashon, Imishayru, that what he was saying was, Imishayru Mishuyr. If he says the pregnant animal, I want that the mother should be Kodesh, but not the baby calf, not the Uber. Itake does not become Kodesh because Uber Lav Yerech Imay. The Uber does not automatically follow the mother. It's not considered another limb of the mother. It's the same idea that I want, that the Uber is totally treated separately than the mother, but different halacha, different, proving the same thing. And that's why Rabbi Yechon holds that if you makdish only the Uber, it becomes Kodesh because it's separate. V'tati lamali l'chayri, we already know from the first case that you can make Kodesh the Uber. What do you have to tell me that I hold back the Uber helps? We need to eat over here. over him that the mother is row to be kaddish and go on the mizbeach itself. Since since the kedusha can come on the mother, so therefore it's shy to come the uber. Aval idach loi kamashlon chada. In other words, in case number two, you can say that the mother becomes the mother is raya. I can say I don't want the uber to become kaddish, and because the mother is kaddish and automatically falls in the uber, and I can hold it back. But in the case where I only make it the vlad kaddish, who said it helps? I clearly express the English of vlad. Yosef Rab Zayde. Rabbeinu sat to come and hushmai to over the sugya. Eisur Rabbiim and Rabzera. Said the machlekes is a poder and Rabbiim. Rabbiim said, "Rabzera, have a few questions." It says we learn. Kate said, "Marim el abchoyer." If you don't want your animal to be a firstborn abchoyer, you'd want to get rid of it. What do you do? Hamavakedesh, shaisim were better. An animal is about to give birth for the first time. When does it become abchoyer? Only when it comes out. Petarechem, when it comes out of the womb. So oimer, you say, "Mashe b'me'er shazu oile." If you say that if the animal is a zocher, I want it to be an oila, carbon oila. You said it before the animal was born. So the chalais of oila took place before it was a b'chayr. So the b'chayr no longer is chal. What was he closing there? That you could make an animal a vlad on uber kaidish. The kasha on bar padu said you can't. What do we see? That kaddish uber, that the uber becomes kaddish. Amalei said, "Ki mas nahi bekedushas damim." Amalei said, "Ki mas nahi bekedushas damim." When is that said? That's only said by kedushas damim. Now, what do you mean? Over there, the animal never was kedush kedushas aguf. And if you want the uber to be kedushas aguf, you can't do it. You can't do it because it's you cannot be makdish an uber. That's what you say. You cannot be makdish uber. But over here, what you did was you said that the value of the animal should be kedush. Therefore, you can even while it's an uber. So not a kasha mapoda. So the Gemara, if it's all it is kedushas damim, how does that prevent the prayer from happening? Me alim kedushas damim to come afkila me b'chayda. How does that prevent the prayer from happening? I understand if it's kedushas aguf, the animal came in early, okay. But the animal is the value of the animal. How does it prevent amalei? In yes, but now I'm going to talk a little. I prove it to you that yes, even a kedushas damim prevents the prayer from falling from being chal in it. Could be learned. Kol kachim shekodem mum kavul adeshin. Any kachim that was a mum before you made it hegdish, so when that happens, you made it hegdish. All you did was you made the value kodesh, v'nivdu, and then you redeemed it. Chayavim b'b'chayda. Only after you redeemed it, now you chayiv in all the laws of b'chayda. If this is in the cave and then it has a firstborn vlad, you have to be dinner b'chayda. Uve matanis, you have to give the matanis to the kohen. Only after you redeemed it. Taima the lachas shenivdu, you redeemed it. The chayavim you chayiv b'chayda. Machmar b'chayda shenivdu. If let's say you didn't redeem it, it has a mumu. You didn't redeem it, still belongs to the Beit HaKabayis and had a vlad. You wouldn't be a b'chayda because it belongs to the Beit HaKabayis. Turin alma da lima kedusha damim the mafkilim b'chayda. We say kedusha damim can't prevent b'chayda from happening. Eitzel, that's another question. It says, if somebody says, Mashe b'me'eo shalzu oila, what's inside the womb of this animal should be an oila. Muteres begiz, and the mother is chulin, so you're allowed to share the wool of the mother. But va'asura b'avoydi, you're allowed to share the wool of the mother. But va'asura b'avoydi, you're not allowed to work with the mother. Mishum kochush uber shaba. Why can't you work with the mother? Because when you work with the mother, you're weakening the uber inside. So we see clearly that water you could make the uber kodesh. Amal again, hanami kedushas damim. We're talking about again. You made it only kedushas damim. Freddy Gemara. So if kedushas damim, why you can't work with it? Me alim kedushas damim. That's still about vaydi. Now I work with the mother because you might be working with the uber. But all it is sachak with kedushas damim. Amal in yes, that's true. Yeah, even kedushas damim, you now do avoid with it. But now because we talk and learn yoytzin lechulin, if it has a mum, and you redeem it, it goes to chulin. Ligozit from now on, you can start sharing it, and from now on, the avoid, you can do work with it. Klar before then, you couldn't. Time of shenidu, because you redeemed it. Okay, you redeemed it. That's not about void. You're not even going to work. Alma kedusha damim asulim about void. Yes, we said kedusha damim can prevent you doing a void as well. Kedusha damim therefore has a lot of dinim similar to kedusha laguf. Hey, so that's another question. It says in our Mishnah, "Ema midin loy evadi bublin yinala bimemir." An avid, a limb. Not a limb. There's no tamura. The limb of animal, of animal two, but ubrin with the uber of animal one, or like ubrin the uber of animal two, be avadin is mashma. The only reason why he can't do it is a muri the loy mema. It's mashma. You cannot do tamura with the uber. Abraham mikdikachi. If you want to be makdish outright, you could. Kashan by pod. Clearly for me, you could be makdish. A Malay, he said, we're talking about over here, we're talking about here that the mother was Kodesh, and now the Uber of that mother, you want to make it Kodesh, you want to do a Tumur. For the Gemara, if the Uber of that mother automatically is Kodesh, for the Gemara, the Kodesh of Kaima, the Kodesh of Kaima, we're talking about Vlade Kachim, that's already, it's already Kodesh. For the Gemara, Evelan Kachim, even with the Loy Avdin, Havroy Avdin, if you want to tell me what, that Vlad Kachim inside the mother, you cannot do, if you're talking about the Vlad of a Kodesh, so therefore you, it's already Kodesh, but you cannot do Tumura, Ha Avroy Avdin, but vice to the what, that if the outside, once the, it's outside, you could, but Tanya, we learned, Ein Vlad Oysa Tumura, you cannot do a Tumura at all with a Vlad. The Vlad of Kodesh cannot be done Tumura. We learned before that the Vlad of a Kodesh cannot become Tumura. So what do you tell me that you're using the Vlad of a Kodesh for Tumura? Hamani Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Vlad Oysa Tumura. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Vlad can be made Tumura. So therefore, it could be the Vlad of a Kodesh, and therefore that and it could make Tumura. Freddy Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Tumura of the Hamid Kachi. So what do you tell me that it's a Vlad of a Kodesh? You can't make Tumura, but it is Kodesh. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Evarin Lo Kachi. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a vodin cannot be kodesh. Hachamai skin and be'eva shana shomet tluya boy. We're talking about eva shana shomet tluya boy. So we're stopping for the moment. Should we start?